Let's cross back to Andrew Symonds. He's live for us in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Andrew, apologies for that. Things are happening so fast on the ground, both at the UN and where you are. You are bringing us up to date with what you're hearing and seeing there on the ground, both in Kiev and in other cities. Tell us what's been happening.
Multiple attacks on cities right across the country. The foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, has just tweeted that the country is under full-scale invasion by Russia. He says peaceful cities are under attack. He's referring to airstrikes, and we can confirm there have been a number of large explosions here in the capital, Kiev, that the airport, Boryspil International Airport, seemed to be the first target. There was a lot of gunfire heard from there, we thought, but we weren't initially, it sounded like artillery fire coming, incoming, but it appears a lot of this has been airstrikes within the city, blaring sirens, power cut for a short while here. Some panic going on in some areas of the city, naturally, with this situation. We're also hearing that a number of other cities have come under attack. And no information on casualties yet. Mariupol on the coastline has come under attack. Kharkiv in the east. We're not sure of the situation in Donbass, the area where the two republics are, where all of the Russian troops maneuvered initially 3 days ago. Kramatorsk is where we have a correspondent. She is reporting what she thinks is outgoing fire from there that the Ukrainians are resisting. Here in the city, there is a bit of a lull now, but the last large explosion was round about 4 or 5 minutes ago. The whole atmosphere here is one of tension and fear. There have been some indications that there could be attacks on this night, but no one had really prepared for this. Several cities are being under attack simultaneously. We have heard from reports that have been confirmed that the Russian Navy, who had a number of vessels in the Azov Sea, they have two very large landing ships they've actually got into Odessa, which is the main naval port on the Black Sea, which there are confirmed to have landed troops and armory. So really we're getting it would appear full-scale attacks from land, sea, and it would appear air. The situation in Donetsk and Luhansk is unclear. Those are the two people's republics, as they're called, where Russian military has moved forward in those areas. We're not sure exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, Andrew, as you say, a multifaceted operation against Ukraine, air, land and sea. You were telling us just before we left you the last time that you'd heard reports of a naval landing in Odessa, and obviously you've just confirmed that again. Andrew, let me ask you, as you're in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, has there been any increased security or military activity by the Ukrainians in the capital? What are they saying or doing?
It's too early to actually get any reaction from them right now. We can hear the sirens, but it has to be said, despite all the reports yet again of invasions, it didn't seem last night. We were driving back from a location in the southeast, and we did not really get the impression that there was a massive scaling up of operations. However, we did see a number of reserves with military equipment, and President Zelensky had actually called for the reserves to be actually amassed and brought into action, anybody aged between 18 and 60 years of age. But a lot of people were asking why there wasn't a full-scale mobilization of forces. It didn't seem that was the case. And we were actually at a border post where Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus converge together, a three-way border post. And things were pretty calm there. There was no indication that there was going to be any action. There were some patrols. But on the whole, it didn't seem as if this country had really geared itself up for full-scale invasion. I could be wrong. But as I say, we have these bombings going on. We're not sure whether they're all airstrikes in the capital yet. But the foreign minister is continually tweeting about this aggression from Russia. And this is now it's more than an hour since we had that declaration of war from Moscow with Vladimir Putin once again going through the reasons, his aggression, he described it, which Ukraine denies point blank ever occurred. And he has intent on this invasion. Remember three nights ago when he was actually outlining the reasons for recognizing the two breakaway republics in the southeast, in the Donbass. He said the reasoning for this was that Ukraine was attacking people there. So this is a situation now which is, it's critical right now. We don't know the scale of casualties, but this is a very, very dark night indeed in Ukraine.
All right, Andrew Simmons there in Kiev. Andrew, we'll no doubt come back to you as things develop. Just to bring our viewers up to date, the Ukrainian foreign minister now saying that Russia has launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. These are some of the pictures we have seen come into us a little bit earlier of the capital, Kiev. Let's just watch and see these pictures now in terms of the explosions and the attack in the Ukrainian capital. Let's just see them play again.